This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Music to my ears, and perhaps yours as well. I know it's music to Michael Harrison's ears. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers online at talkers.com. The weekly list, the charts, if you will. These happen to be for the third week of September. The things we're going over with Michael. We'll go through the stories, the people, and we'll have some, I hope they'll be interesting, there'll be ancillary conversations as to what's going on in the business as my voice cracks.
Are you okay?
Yes.
I was in
pouring rain yesterday. I had to go to Connecticut and Rhode Island to pick up stuff for my farm, and I got soaked through and through and had to sit in that. Driving hours and hours, so I woke up this morning and it was what you hear.
Oh my, you poor man!
Yeah, a little ache and a pain here and there.
Oh,
no big deal. Yep, I'm here because we need to go through the stories and the people list that you have culled at talkers.com. You can find it listed, gooddayshow.com, all of that. So let's have at it, Michael.
Okay, here we go. These are the stories that have made the world tick on talk radio.
Tick tock. Very good. Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Maybe we can come up with something to fulfill that title. At number 10, we have sports and we have science. At number 9, we have race relations, abortion, and LGBTQ rights, a bunch of civil rights stories. At number 8, climate change and the hurricane season is upon us as we celebrate the first weekend in fall or autumn. At number 7, COVID-19 health and anxiety. At number 6, crime. At number 5, immigration. At number 4, politics and the midterm elections, no more primaries. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. At number 2, Trump legal woes. And number 1, the economy, inflation, and the Federal Reserve interest rate hike. And that's those are the top 10 stories or story categories. At number, on the People Survey, at number 10, Mahsa Amini, young lady who was killed in police custody in Iran, sparking a whole bunch of protests there. At number 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. At number 8, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 7, Marco Rubio and Val Demings. A whole bunch of candidates running against each other. We have a couple of guys running against each other on the other side of the planet. Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. At number 6, tied. At number 5, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka. At number 4, Letitia James. Number 3, Jerome Powell. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. It's been another fascinating, complex week of overlapping big stories.
Do you think that news talk radio should be inspiring? Do you hear people on the air? You listen, your staff listens to talk radio programs. You talk to the people that run the stations. You talk to people who listen to the stations. Do you think that there is a need for us to inspire in general or maybe specifically? Do you think, like Limbaugh, seemed to be an inspiration to a lot of people? Are there other talk hosts who are inspirations to their listeners?
I would hope so. I think inspiration is something that everybody should practice and seek. I don't think it's just for talk radio. I think inspiration is one of the engines that keeps the world turning and makes things go forward, gives people a reason not to be depressed and anxious the way recent reports indicate on our survey anxiety. Mm-hmm. People are feeling lousy. For a variety of reasons. I mean, not everybody's feeling lousy. And when you think about how tough it is to be a human being and face life in general, it's amazing that we all don't feel lousier. The fact that we're able to laugh, the fact that we're able to see the positive in things is a remarkable thing when you think about how tough it is. So, yeah, I think that talk radio can always use players in it who inspire. And, I do think there are people that do that. I think it's a personal taste situation.
And so for those of you who are interested in radio royalty, talk radio royalty, you can find a list of the Heavy Hundred, the people that are deemed to be in the business of news talk radio, at the top of their game, if you will, either working there or staying there. There's a very interesting list of people, and their impact is legion on listening, especially now that news talk radio, well, not now, it still is the number one format. There are others that sort of are at the heels, country music sometimes, AC music, but with all the music, various music formats, news talk radio is considered, for the most part, to be a political talk region, and therefore it garners a lot of support, whether that be negative or positive. It still does get a lot of attention, Michael.
Because for those that don't know what AC means, that means adult contemporary.
Sorry, yes, I shouldn't have used lingo.
Yeah. It sounds like an electric term.
Right. AC/DC, that's a term for a music group. Right? And remember them?
And I remember they're still very popular among classic rock fans.
The covers of their albums were awful. Were they?
I don't want to get into a whole controversy here. You know, this controversial stuff, but I never liked AC/DC.
Okay. I didn't either.
I'm definitely in a minority in terms of my rock and roll brethren.
But you set the tone for a lot of rock and roll. We've established that over the years of doing this program. Before you did this, you and I were both disc jockeys. You were a jock longer than I was.
Well, I was a programmer as well. I was a format designer. I being a disc jockey was just part of what I did. I was very involved in the evolution of early rock radio. Mm-hmm. Not top 40, album rock, what you called an AOR.
AOR, album, yes.
AOR.
AOR, album-oriented
rock. No,
album rock.
It was album-oriented rock radio.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people thought it was AOR meant album-oriented radio, and then
yes,
they say AOR radio, but that would be album-oriented radio.
Right, be redundant.
So it was album-oriented rock.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, all that's left of that beautiful format is a thing called classic rock, which makes me break out into hives.
Right. Well, you mean putting some of that stuff, the Moody Blues, together with AC/DC?
I think putting the Moody Blues together with AC/DC is a good thing. I'm for variety in album rock. What I don't like is how limited the playlists are to the same four Steve Miller songs and the same three Bruce Springsteen songs and the same two Moody Blues songs. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's so
much music out there that's been forgotten,
mm-hmm.
at least forgotten by radio, not forgotten by listeners. And radio has given up its franchise on being the place for music culture.
I find it. Yeah, Tuesday afternoon and satin. What is it, Nights in White
Nights
Satin?
Nights in White Satin. That was from Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
With the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
I think the best thing they ever did was I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, man. That gets me to stand up and do the whatever to that. So we're talking about the Moody Blues, folks. Okay. We got to get back to News Talk Radio.
No, let's not. Start the top 10 classic rock songs of all time.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
For me, the top 10 classic rock song is I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Probably a lot of people would argue with me about that.
You're darn right they would, but your opinion.
Yes, it is. I love the Moody Blues.
Lists, for all these kinds of lists and beauty contests are really for the sake of sparking argument.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the 100 most sexiest men alive for people or the Talkers Heavy 100 or any of these things, the purpose is to spark argument, not for everybody to go, oh, okay.
I guess it must be the best song ever made. Doug says so.
How much power does big tech have over what you listen to? In other words, how much technology is involved in what you listen to? We'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we continue on our weekly review of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Now I'm going to focus with you on this strong little unit from Eden Pure, the Thunderstorm, the air purifier that will help you to never, never, never breathe dirty air again. Just plug them into the wall socket. That's all you have to do. You put one in the kitchen, maybe put one where your animals are, put one upstairs in the bedroom, make sure everything, you'll be cleansed of allergies, that sort of thing. Isn't it time for you to clean and clear the air? I have three of these thunderstorms, and I've looked at other people. I saw one of my listeners bought five of them, and they had a very pleasant testimonial. The air, this fellow says, smells so fresh. My sneezing and sniffling from dust and allergies has been reduced greatly. I wish it would take care of my sneezes and sniffles that I got from being out in the rain this week. But I know it takes care of things that are allergens in the air. So you'll be pleased as the testimonials will. You just look through, whether it's allergies, odors, whatever it is that's being taken care of, you'll find somebody saying good things about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. So the best thing for you to do to get on the bandwagon is go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on three thunderstorms. These air purifiers normally are over $300 a piece. You can buy three of them for less than $200 right now with this deal at EdenPureDeals.com. Clear the air. Use the discount code Doug3 and get free shipping as well.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right. 19 after. So I asked you about big tech. That is, I don't mean that to the focus, because sometimes on the story list we have big tech.
Yes.
I'm just talking about what would somebody encounter if they went into the typical radio studio today of a news talk radio host. What would they see? What's the talk host using?
He's using a microphone and headphones,
yes. Uh-huh.
And a computer screen and a keyboard.
Yeah.
And probably that's it.
Pretty amazing when we all consider what we cut our, those huge control boards that we used to have to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Dials and
all
this stuff. It's a lot of fun.
The clicker clack of the newsroom, the smell of the ink. The smell of the felt on the Gates turntables.
Yeah.
Do you remember the smell of the felt?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was fabulous.
Turntables had a certain smell.
Yeah.
And,
perfect memories. All right, hold on. Hold that thought. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stay connected with what's going on in the News Talk Radio world by listening to this program and checking out the lists and the news from your favorite News Talk Radio hosts at talkers.com. You can get the list also at gooddayshow.com. So as long as we're in the discussion mode about radio and people and hosts, I see that Alex Jones had to testify about his Sandy Hook hoax, the stuff that wasn't true. This is a defamation trial that's going on in Connecticut. He got angry. He was yelling at the lawyers. He did acknowledge that he had promoted the conspiracy theory from the massacre, and he did say it was a hoax, but he said, "You're being disrespectful of me and my position."
Really?
So, that's kind of a head-scratcher. What do you make of where this is all going at this point? Because people in the talk radio business are talking about this to a point.
People in the talk radio business in general do not like Alex Jones.
No.
Any support I've ever given him over the years based on free speech or just the fact that he was extremely innovative at the beginning of his career in terms of online talk. He was extremely innovative in many ways. And
yes.
And over the years, I support innovation and I support free speech. Anytime I ever said a nice word about him or a supportive word about him, I got the most negative blowback from the industry. He is not popular in the business. The basic feeling in the talk radio industry is that he makes a bad name for talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. A lot of people point to him and go, "See, you got guys like Alex Jones." Conservatives hate it when the mainstream media refers to him as conservative or right-wing
right.
talk show host. That makes it look bad for the conservatives. And even conspiracy theorists, many of whom are legitimate investigative reporters. You know, it's interesting, there's a very fine line between conspiracy theory and investigative journalism. And even conspiracy theorists don't like Alex Jones because he thinks he gives them a bad name. Now, if anybody is a conspiracy theorist or proposes that there's a conspiracy of some kind, which, of course, there are conspiracies. that's how the whole art form of conspiracy theorism, if that's a word, came to light. But even they don't like Alex Jones.
No. And with a good reason. I'm looking. He said this week during the trial, I'm done saying I'm sorry. I'm done apologizing. And so, okay, where does that leave you as far as what the audience is going to, is the, when I say audience, people in the trial or the people that are watching it on YouTube or wherever they're watching it, he yells at the audience, just like all the Iraqis, you liberals have killed. And it's like, hello, huh? What are you talking about? You're unbelievable. You switch your emotions on and off when you want. You're ambulance chasers. This is what the other guy said, accused Jones of putting targets on the parents' back. So went back and forth on respect and yelling and yada, yada, yada. They were talking about Norm Pattis, people, you know, the inside folks. I don't know what Norm Pattis had to do
Norm
with
Pattis
Alex
has
Jones.
Nothing to do with it. You got the wrong guy. Norm Pattis is a well-known Connecticut-based attorney.
I didn't know
Norm
that.
Norm Pattis of the broadcast.
Hey, look at this. What the hell has Norm Pattis got to do with this?
Yeah, no, it's a commonly made mistake. They're spelled differently, and it's a different guy.
All right, enough on Alex Jones. There's too much negative there. Okay, let's get, when we continue on here in the next half hour, let's get to the midterm elections, some of the political stuff, like the Marco Rubio thing with Val Demings. This is sort of new in terms of our discussion, so let's break it down. We will in a few moments here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs, the problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air at 34 after the hour. Another half hour of conversation with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we get together for this hour to let you know where all of the topicality and the hosts are focused. Is that correct English? What they are focused on.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
You understand.
I mean,
okay.
English is an organic, changing language.
Yes, it is.
I consider every show a failure if we don't coin at least one new word.
Yes. All right. This week, number 9 on the people list and number 5 on the story list has to do with immigration. Ron DeSantis apparently defended his leaflets that were given to the migrants that he sent up to Martha's Vineyard. They were promised cash. And jobs. Okay, boy. Where is that going to come from? And how does this work under the circumstances? It's just one more thing. I guess if you're a politician, you can say anything, right? Get away with it. You can make excuses for whatever it is that you've said. No, I didn't mean
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, the bar is very low. Mm-hmm. Politicians have always lied. But nowadays, the bar is low. I leave it to your imagination as to why. Mm-hmm. But it's disgraceful. But DeSantis was pulling a stunt. It was symbolic. And his move was very popular from my sources at the gathering of talk show hosts, some 60 hosts in Washington talking about immigration.
Yeah.
The two big buzzes were DeSantis's stunt and Kamala Harris's statement that the border is secured.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So
what rock is she living under?
And most of the people there, you know, criticized her and supported DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
putting the spotlight of blame on the hypocrites that live, and I say this is what they're saying, not necessarily what I'm saying, the hypocrites that live in Martha's Vineyard, who are very, 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 you know, pro-immigration and migrants and helping people.
Until they come to Martha's Vineyard.
Until they come to their neighborhood, yeah.
Right. Then we'll get them on the first buzz over to Cape Cod. The boats were, it didn't take long when they filled the ferry boats from the island. Being from this neck of the woods here, it was certainly a mainstay of conversation on the newscasts and talk radio as well. Here, the local talk radio folks all over this, because it was a lesson in hypocrisy, a lesson in kind of fun, seeing all of these wasps down on the aisle. Oh, we don't want these people here. Unless they're going to clean our toilets and that's going to change our bed linen. We don't
This is the rap against liberals, that liberals are hypocritical.
They are. I think they are. You don't do a blanket thing.
No.
But not everybody is bad. Not all Republicans are good. Not all Democrats are bad, and vice versa.
It's a meme. It's a stereotype that the elite, the well-to-do liberal who is for all of these particularly liberal causes, but not when it affects them.
Right, not in my backyard. The NIMBY crowd, if you will.
Yeah. So hypocrisy is all over the place, and that's what we have to weed out.
Yep. So one of the things that's here that's causing some concern, if you will, and I only because Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are here or imminent, the focus on the fighting between the Palestinians and the Israelis seems to be weakening, if you will. In fact, this week there was more fighting between the Palestinians and their own police than there was between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Now, what's wrong with these Palestinians? Don't they know how to be Palestinians and who they should be fighting?
Well, I think return with us now to the thrilling days of Yasser Arafat.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on there? Hey, guys, start fighting more. It's like going to a boxing match where the crowd starts booing because they're dancing as opposed to punching.
Right. Okay. The economy is number one this week. There's no mistaking what the Fed is doing. People are asking why. After all, isn't it what we learned in economic classes when we were in high school and college, that if there were two or three things that were consistent, that is housing starts, the sale of all the stuff that goes into houses, if housing starts were healthy, then the economy was healthy. Housing starts are fabulous, and it would seem that the economy is on fire. And so what does raising the interest rates do other than slow down the economy? And it's not my fault, your fault, that the economy is questionable, because I didn't spend the money, you didn't spend the money, the federal government spent the money. And you can blame it, and people want to blame it on the pandemic. We had to keep businesses going. Well, you can dig deeper into that and find, perhaps a lot of rationales for not having done what we did, that is going off the deep end with closing everything down. So where are we on this, Michael, and where does the typical talk host go with the discussion of inflation, the economy, etc.?
Well, I don't think the typical talk show host understands economics, and I'm not even sure economists do. So, it's funny you said all those economy classes that you took in high school and college. Mm-hmm. The closest I ever came to that was home ec, where I learned how to bake a cake. And I think that the economy is one of the most misunderstood areas of social science, if you will, and math. That being said, we're at a time where the moon and the stars are not lining up the way they have traditionally done. You have conflicting indicators, and I think the Fed is just throwing darts against the wall, hoping that they hit a bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they do?
Right.
But that being said, the only other thing I'll say, and then I'm way above my pay grade, as they say here, trying to talk about this, is that we have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of what some people refer to as the topic tree. You start with the trunk and the important stories, perhaps the 10 stories that we're talking about, and then what goes on, the ancillary conversations, which are so important. You and I talk about this all the time. Where do we go with these conversations? That's what makes it so interesting, because one person will have one idea, and another person will have another idea, whether it's number 10, we're back into the sports world a little bit. The fellow who's having the consensual relationship with a woman who's the coach of the Boston Celtics. Okay. So he admitted to it. He's having one. She works for them. It's not part of the rules, but they're in love. So why isn't it okay? Why does he get a year off? That's a pretty good question, isn't it?
It's a good question. I guess the answer is because those are the rules, that you're not supposed to have any kind of personal relationship with employees of the company, that it creates problems. So
isn't that old time, though? Isn't that, that's not anymore, is it still applicable? It's still,
I don't know whether or not anything has changed in that regard. There's an old saying, you shouldn't do a certain thing where you eat. And
yes, that's true.
I think the wisest policy is not to get into personal romantic relationships with people at work.
Mm-hmm.
For many reasons. One, there's the harassment issue. But also, romance doesn't always go smoothly, and it leads to very bad feelings, and it can lead to unfair alliances. So I'm old school on that subject, but I certainly understand human nature, and you know, you can't control people's feelings. Some people, their whole life is based at their life at the office. They have no other way of meeting somebody. So they undoubtedly are going to fall in love or into some type of a romantic relationship with someone at work, because they're working 14 hours a day, or you know, the pandemic changed a lot of that. But all I'm saying is it's very hard to judge people. You know, judge not lest ye be judged.
Yep.
But come on, office romances, being involved with somebody romantically within a company that's a team type of company where there are other people depending on each of you, such as in sports, a team, literally, not just figuratively, is a dangerous practice. You don't agree?
No, I think it's profound. But then many of your profundities are important for people to consider here. 44 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and the simple way to keep it off. You go to toploss.com, check that out, see how this program can be so right for you. Most everybody wants to be a certain weight. Somebody was talking about what there's a fellow that I do on-air stuff with, and he said, I'm down to my ideal weight of 149. Well, he's a pretty short guy, but I was with folks at dinner last night who do a lot of running. One guy runs 9 miles a day. Another one, 12 miles a day. And so these are not the people that we're talking to. We're talking to people who have dramatic weight loss, sometimes too quickly, and then they put it back on as fast as they lose it. Those are the people that want to go to toploss.com to see how the Calitrin program can be so right for you and members of your family. Not only because it doesn't involve crash dieting, not only because it's a healthy choice because there's no stimulants, no drugs in it, but because there are so many different examples of it working. It's a fabulous way for you to keep that weight off. 100% safe, because there's nothing bad in it, so it's become our country's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Go visit the website, please. It's toploss.com, and do the fall special. Fall into health, if you will. Don't sacrifice your health. Lose the weight, and take advantage of the ability that you have to buy three, get three free, that sort of thing. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's a great guarantee. Toploss.com. You get 90 days free. If you buy another 90 days, that's another way of doing the BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the code Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now, an overview of the top 10 people on the list from Talkers. You can get this list, by the way, every week at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. A number 10 on the people list is Masha Amini, the lady who died wearing the headgear in the Middle East. Number 9, the two governors of Florida and Texas. Number 8, two guys running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. Number 7, a couple of characters, Marco Rubio and Val Demings. They're going through sort of the same thing. Bad Vlad is number 6. Zelensky, I guess he and Putin are tied. Let's see here. The Trump family, the kids are at number 5. Letitia James is at 4. Jerome Powell is at 3. Trump himself is at 2. And he's the president. Yes, Joe Biden is number 1. That's the people list. A couple of variations from what we've had in the last couple of weeks here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin Organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts. The week of September the 19th to the 23rd, first half week of fall, if you will. And the story list includes, at number 10, things going on in the world of sports. People are coming and going, coaches, that sort of thing, beginning of the football season. Number 9, our race relations focus and what's going on with various minority rights. The situation with the hurricanes and the weather, number 8. COVID is 7. Crime in general, 6. Immigration, 5. Politics and elections, number 4. The war between the Russians and Ukrainians, number 3. The situation with Trump and all of his legal mumbo-jumbo stuff, that's 2. And the economy, the Fed, and what you're paying to buy a house and that sort of thing. It's going to whack you right at the source. Okay, those are the stories here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Topics, ideas, and stories. That's what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen. We were talking earlier about their hold the feet to the fire convention this week. That brought in a lot of conservatives, a lot of talk show hosts, and it was, I like the people that run it, they're my friends, but it seems to me, and I hope this isn't dangerous to say, it's the same thing year after year. And maybe that's good, maybe it's a consistent message, but in order to get change, don't you have to change? And so what do we do? It's a great exercise, a lot of people get together and have a good time. A lot of people that have the same ideas.
Well, what do you expect to happen?
There? Yeah. Exactly what does happen.
What I'm saying is the thing that makes Hold Your Feet to the Fire now in its 15th year is its consistency, that News Talk Radio has been the one place that people concerned about immigration could turn to have it be a front burner topic, which the mainstream media only started to look at again, believe it or not, because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump, nobody was even talking about it.
I'd go because I agree with their points of view. I just don't want to have to be surrounded by the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'd rather have somebody else, and that's what they're all about. You know, there's some characters who are there, and they have a lot to say, and they're entertaining, et cetera, but they don't get to the bottom line, which I think is an important thing. Anyway, to be discussed further, Michael and Doug at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer who comes in to overview some of the things on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the legal implications of this. And plus, he always talks about, that's an exaggeration, but I invite him to talk often about the scams that we all are encountering day after day, week after week, month after month. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, a website that's very important for people trying to figure out whether they're being scammed. I know from time to time I just send you something and I say, okay, is this a scam? And 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100, it is. And yet they are so thinly masked. The veil I was looking at something today, actually, from an auction site, because I do a lot of auctioning, selling, and buying and stuff of farm things. And I look at this and think, wait a minute, this doesn't quite look right. And isn't that, do you have to be more sophisticated to look at something and say, well, that's not really right?
You do. And that's the thing. It really is easy today in this high-tech world for a criminal to be able to manipulate the media and the internet and communications in a manner to make it look good. I used to teach in the state prison system in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and I remember some of the old scammers and con men saying back when they did it, it took skill. Now any kid with a computer can do what used to take a lot of effort on their part. And
and they were correct. So,
yeah,
it can be very, very difficult. You basically have to go by my rule of trust me, you can't trust anyone. You've got to confirm whenever you deal with anything like that.
I trust you. Hopefully you trust me, and that may be
yes,
as far as it goes. All right, next up here is a focus. We didn't talk last week much about the prevention of the rail strike, the possibilities. I thought it was illegal, and that was what I was going to bring up, and then we didn't have time, for these outfits, these companies to go on strike, because without them we have national chaos. It's like public workers. Wasn't there a long time ago something done for the rail unions to... because they had so much trouble, they brought the union movement into focus, and then the government passed something that kept them from striking. At least I thought that apparently is not the case, right?
Well, it is sort of, in the sense that the federal government in certain instances has the ability to get injunctions preventing certain types of strikes. And so in this instance, I think in the interest of prompting more complete negotiations, that wasn't done. And actually, it appeared to be a good strategy because both sides were able to reach a last minute agreement. But yeah, we do have protections in certain industries that are in the national interest to be able to stop strikes, but it's very much a last-minute tactic to be used.
Yep. Okay. So number two this week on the story list, the continuing focus on Trump's legal woes. The reason that's there is because there's something new every week, it would seem.
Yeah.
Including this week, he said, even if the president thinks he can do, right? Yeah, okay. Thoughts or things?
Yeah, well, you know, an interview that former President Trump did where they're saying that all he has to do is think about declassifying something and it can be done. All right. Beyond the fact how ridiculous that is and that he would actually say something, an interesting thing which he's missing is the fact that even if he has declassified these documents, he has an obligation not to take those documents. I mean, there are certain crimes that come with having the classified documents, but frankly, he didn't have a right to any of those documents, and he still violated the law. To me, the most interesting thing is one of Trump's defenses, and he has said this, his lawyers have said this, on the media, but never in court, is that items were planted by the FBI. And I think one of the reasons he's not saying that in court, and his lawyers aren't, is that they can be severely sanctioned for lying if it turns out to be a lie. And frankly, the special master has said, hey, you've made these allegations, show the proof or shut up.
Okay, there you go. The legality of flying the people from Florida to... Martha's Vineyard, you got about 30 seconds for that. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. There appears to be some misrepresentations that were done. It could be actionable.
Yeah.
You know, a pox on all of them in in regard to not dealing with immigration. But you know, quite frankly, this administration has stopped more people at the border than Trump did.
Yeah. There you go. That's what each side says something different. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.